Dengue fever is a viral fever. It's caused by four different viruses. It circulates all over the world now. And it is a fever which is like any flu initially, and it affects all age groups. But initially, when it affects any country, children are more at risk than adults. And it can last for about a week, and really there is no medicine available nor any vaccine. And all we can do is to treat it like an ordinary flu. But in some cases, this dengue fever in some patients, when it manifests itself to become what is called a severe dengue. And in the case of a severe dengue, the patient could lead to hemorrhage where blood vessels break down and there will be leakages. And in these cases, the patient needs hospital care immediately. Otherwise, it could lead to death. On an average, about 20,000 deaths are recorded every year due to dengue, and about 50 to 100 million cases occur globally.
We do understand dengue fever is spread by a mosquito.
Yes. It is spread by mosquitoes, actually one particular group of mosquitoes called as Aedes mosquito. And these mosquitoes are very well adapted to living in urban areas.
Which parts of the world is dengue fever most common?
The two major parts of the world where it is most common is Latin America, as well as whole of South Asia, Southeast Asia and the Pacific region. Having said that, we also have new reports emerging that about 22 countries in Africa are also at risk of dengue. And in fact, dengue transmission has taken place in those countries in Africa. And since 2010, there has been cases of a local transmission of dengue even in Europe.
WHO has published a new report on dengue fever, which seems to indicate that the disease is on the increase worldwide. What is happening?
The disease is mainly on the increase because of rapid urbanization, population movement, which facilitates mosquito breeding in and around human habitations. And the main reason is that there is very little attention given to dengue as a program, and there is a need for greater resources and greater commitments from governments and agencies to tackle this epidemic.
Why is there not much attention? Because if it is spread by a mosquito, then one would expect that they probably be included in the malaria control programs.
We cannot combine both because in malaria, in most of the cases, the population affected are more rural and the mosquitoes are completely different. Well, the dengue mosquitoes are more urban and the disease affects urban populations. So you need a different approach to tackle dengue mosquitoes, which mainly breeds in water storage containers.